Another wave of mass protests in the Sudanese capital, Khartoum. On Thursday, thousands took to the streets to express their anger against the military, which took over power last year.
When we take to the streets every day and people die every day, it's not for nothing. It's for change. It's for a civilian government, a democratic government that protects the rights of people. It is our right to protest. The military will not rule us. This country is supposed to be a civilian democratic country.
Protesters are also out against the former ruling party led by President Omar al-Bashir, who was ousted by the military in April 2019. Thursday marked 33 years since the coup that he staged to grab power. His party has been disbanded after his overthrow, but protesters say the loyalists are still in charge.
The military in power now are members of Bashir's security committee. All they did was replace the figures, but the former ruling party are still in key positions in government institutions. Nothing has changed, and that's why we're out protesting. We're out to overthrow the security committee and the former ruling party.
Security forces used tear gas and live ammunition to disperse protesters. Several were killed and hundreds injured. More than 100 people have died in anti-military demonstrations. The military has repeatedly stated it will not step down unless elections are held or a political consensus is reached. Reaching a political consensus has so far proven to be difficult. Talks between political parties, facilitated by the United Nations, African Union, and the regional IGAD, were boycotted by pro-democracy groups and later suspended. And no new date has been set for its resumption. Political parties have refused to join the talks, saying they want to end the military takeover and not enter into a power-sharing agreement.
A political solution, if it achieves the aims of the streets, then we can be a part of it. The political process in its current form is something we put objective conditions on. If they're not met, we can't go forward. The most important condition is the aim of the political process. If it's ending the military takeover, we can talk about the ways. Otherwise, we can't go ahead.
But the military continues to hold on to power, provoking chaos on the streets, and hopes for a transition to democracy fades further. Hiba Morgan, Al Jazeera, Khartoum.